It's officially game week. What is it going to take to upset the Irish?
Welcome to the Bucky Report, your destination for all things Wisconsin Badgers. Authentic takes.
Oh my God.
Game analysis.
Touchdown Badgers, ring one up.
And discussion from the fan perspective.
Woo-hoo!
Thanks for joining us and on Wisconsin.
Welcome to the Bucky Report. We are your hosts, Rajiv and Justin, back together for a midweek Badger Blueprint episode where we preview the upcoming game. This is the first of course, our season full of previews, and it's Notre Dame. We are going to be in Lambeau Field this weekend. If you are going to be in Green Bay and you want to come have a beer with us, come to Titletown Brewing Company on Saturday at noon or Stadium View Bar on Sunday at 11 a.m. We'll be there for a few hours both times coming out with us. It's finally here, Justin. Football season is upon us. I mean, we've done so many preview shows. We've talked about all this kind of stuff, but it's actually here. I mean, what are you just... But we're going to get into our three big things, by the way, in a few minutes, talk about our keys to the game. But what are you most excited about, man? Like, what's getting you excited?
I told Ryan yesterday, I talked to him for a little bit, and I said, this is the most frustrating part of the year because we're going to look at this. We've spent all this time waiting for this and being frustrated that the season's not here and it's going to be over in like no time. And it's like, now we got to start it all over again. I'm like, the season goes so fast once we actually get to it. So having this time when we get to enjoy it, you know, even if it's not a win, like you look at it and you're like, I at least had a game. I had something to watch.
Yeah, man. I'm just really looking forward to, first of all, going to the game and seeing you and seeing Ryan and seeing all of our friends and just meeting people. But also, I mean, it's just exciting to be able to have a little like joy about football. Like, I know this game's going to be tough and we're going to do our predictions as on the show as well. But I'm just excited that it's back. I'm excited to see what Luke Fickell has done to this team, right? Like, we've talked about it, but what impact does having this roster that actually went out, got starters from the transfer portal, right? We actually invested a lot more money into this roster. We think it's the best roster he's had. Well, probably it definitely is, but what does that actually look like? And where do we see it actually going into? But let's talk about our keys to this game.
The Bucky Report's three big things.
Okay, Justin, three big things. Number one is our offense. And I had this listed as make Colton a problem for Notre Dame, offensive multiplicity and moving the pocket. For me, Justin, this is about like, we look, if you line up and just try to run Abu Sama against this defense, it's going to be a problem. If you just take Colton Joseph and make him a pocket passer, that's going to be a problem. Don't forget Leonard Moore, defensive backs, the best defensive backfield in the country, most likely that we're going to see all season. That's Notre Dame. Which means we have to be multiple. We have to have bootlegs, move the pocket, get them out of the pocket, design running plays, you know, all different RPOs, all different kinds of things to basically confuse Notre Dame. And I mean, how confused can they really be? But we have to do everything we can. If you just line up man for man, they're going to beat us. It has to be something different. This is going to be Jeff Grimes. Jeff Grimes needs to call a really great game.
Yeah, I think it'll be interesting with this. I do think you need to keep them guessing and make them think. I think we're going to be able to run the ball for a solid amount in this game. And that doesn't mean like we're going to go for 200 yards. That's not going to be the case. But if we can get into the 140 range, which I think is reasonable, looking at some of the totals from last year, Miami got them for about 140. Texas A&M was like 100, close to 150. Arkansas got them for almost 160. And then Navy got them for 200. Like, if you're a capable running team, you can do something running the football against them. That doesn't mean you can bank on that to carry your offense. But what it can do is it can give you some flexibility and some level of balance that you're capable of creating. That Wisconsin can't do this. We can't be in third and long all the time. They've got to be able to get it down to third and four or third and three and be able to create some guess from the Notre Dame defense on whether they're going to be running or passing, because if we just let them tee off on third and six, it's going to be a problem. And as much as I like Joseph's mobility, I don't want him running for his life all game.
And let's remember that we don't know if Kevin Haywood and Emerson Mandel are going to play. Luke Fickell had a press conference yesterday, and I kind of just reading from the outside, I'm kind of like, ooh, I almost feel like he's going to say, look, he mentioned we got to make the smart decision for the entirety of the season. Does that mean he doesn't play them because we're probably not winning this game? Like, I don't know, but I'll tell you what, man, if we don't have them, running the ball is not going to be an easy thing to do at all, which is why, again, you got to move things. You got to have, you know, different kind of concepts to make it so you can take pressure off of that line.
I like the guys that are backups, but I get it. Like, Haywood's probably our best run blocker, like, right now. And I think Mandel is probably close, if not second, close to second. So I get it. Those are two of your kind of road graders that you just don't have. I do think the offensive line is, like, the one thing we came out of camp feeling pretty good about was they actually were a pretty good run blocking line. They got it to our defense. And one thing I think that is really valuable for them, they were going against 330-pound interior defensive tackles. Like, they had guys who legitimately had beef that they were running into and had to move. And Notre Dame doesn't have that. Now, they have a lot of athleticism there. Maybe you get an opportunity to use some of that athleticism against them. You get them trying to shoot a gap and potentially can get them out of the way. You might have some opportunity there, but you're going to have some really good linebackers that you're going to be dealing with if that's the case. But I think that there's going to have to be, like, the offensive line is going to have to block a great game, and you're going to have to use their aggressiveness against them.
Man, it's going to be tough to move the ball on these guys. It just is. All right, number two, Justin, take this one.
Yeah, attempt to make Notre Dame one-dimensional. As much as we just talked about this on our side being able to run the football, we've got to take that away from Notre Dame. I think one of the areas that we probably feel pretty good about this is we're definitely going to have some tree stumps out there who are going to be able to clog up the middle. And the goal has got to be make it really, really hard on that offensive line to create holes. You have some really good linebackers that are going to be able to flow to the football, and you have some athletes at that spot. So give them an opportunity to move to the ball, because I think these guys can hold up. Like, I do think we go legitimately 5 to 6 deep in the defensive tackle area. And if that's the case, you have an opportunity to consistently keep guys fresh and go out there and just have them pushing on that offensive line. And unlike most situations where you look at it, we were able to keep up with them in terms of size. Like, across the board, I think everyone that we have a defensive tackle, I think the lightest guy is like 310. So everybody has some pretty good beef at that spot. It might be Vils at like 300, but everybody else is, I think, 310 and above.
Yeah, I mean, look, this is the strength of our team is being able to, as our defensive front, being able to stop the run. And we have to. And I know that you look at this and you're like, make Notre Dame one-dimensional with CJ Carr. I realize that sounds crazy. CJ Carr's an incredible quarterback. Mm-hmm. But ultimately, when you make a team one-dimensional, if we can legitimately stop their run, they don't have Love, they don't have Price. Yes, I know they've got Aeneas, they've got other players in there that are going to be good. If we can shut down that running game and force CJ Carr to beat us with his arm, he's incredible, but it allows our pass rush to hopefully tee off a little bit. It allows guys like Posa and Catalano and Cheeks and Fearbree and these guys to do their thing, maybe Clayton, and find ways to wreak havoc, disrupt what they're doing, get into the backfield, cause disruptions, and actually maybe force turnovers, right? Like, if they can run the ball on us, it's going to be impossible to stop them, because then the play action, and here you go, they're teeing off, CJ Carr's throwing the ball downfield. We have to make them one-dimensional. And I want to be clear. We're going to do our predictions here in a minute. Like, beating Notre Dame is going to be one of the most difficult things that anyone's going to do all season. But this is just how it's going to have to be done. Yeah. If we're going to beat Notre Dame, this is how it has to happen.
Yeah, I was gonna do a disclaimer at the beginning of this for the Notre Dame Homer fans that are going to destroy our message board after this and be like, you can't stop Notre Dame. We're the greatest thing ever. You guys are really, really good. We're not saying that we're going to do these things. We're saying that this is the route to winning this game if Wisconsin is going to do it.
For sure.
Because I don't want to hear about it. I don't really care. I'm glad you guys have a good team. It's good for you. We just want to talk about our football team and what we think it's going to take to get this job done.
Justin's just in a mood today. I love it. All right, number three. This is limit the turnovers to avoid the avalanche. And what I mean by avalanche is, like, you know, we go down 7-0 because they get the ball first. Then we turn the ball over. Now it's 14-0. Then we go 3-and-out, and all of a sudden it's 21-0, and it's the end of the first quarter. And we're like, can we just go drink beer now? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what we can't have. We can't have the avalanche of this. And the way you do that, in my opinion, with Colton Joseph, be aggressive with your legs, be selective with your arm. He has to be careful, okay? They are going to put 9 men in the box. They're going to put 8, 7, whatever. They're going to load the box full. They're going to make Colton Joseph beat them with his arm. And they have the best defensive backs in the country. So if he throws it into any kind of coverage at all, there's a high likelihood it's going to be picked off. He has to be selective. And if that means running the ball a bit more, that's fine. If that means throwing it away and punting the ball, that's fine. Again, this is how we're going to have to beat them. Notre Dame is a very good team. And I think you can't turn the ball over. I know it's going to happen, but we've got to limit them. And if that means making one less crazy pass and one less bad decision, that's what it's going to take to get this done.
Yeah, what I was going to say with that is just if there's going to be some situations where he's going to have to take shots. If you're going to miss where it's not going to hurt you. So if that means you end up throwing a ball out of bounds that maybe is on the edge where a receiver might have been able to make a great catch if it was just 6 inches in, live to play another day. Like, don't take that risk where you come too far inside and you leave it out where the defensive back can make a play on the ball. You've got to take these situations and not put the ball into harm's way. And if you miss, you miss. But don't give them extra opportunities that they don't need the help.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's everything about this game, Justin, is going to be difficult. Every single thing. And the only way that we can do this is if we find lightning strikes and we're able to make this happen. And look, there's a path. There's a way. It's not going to be easy. But what do we actually think is going to happen?
The Bucky Report predictions.
A Sunday game, 6:30 Central Time on Sunday, September 6th. We're going to be there. It's going to be a great day. The weather in Lamb, it might rain a little bit, I'm hearing. I don't know about that, but we don't love that. Nonetheless, Justin, first game of the season, the Badgers are favorite. They are underdogs by 20.5 points. Give me your score prediction. How do you feel like this lays out?
Yeah, I think that this is a growth experience for Wisconsin to get off to a good start in this game. I would love to see them find a way to keep this game close until late. You know, maybe you keep it to 24-14 or something like that, and they get a late touchdown to kind of seal it. My final score on this one is going to be 31-14 Notre Dame. So I think Wisconsin can be competitive and be in this game for a good portion of it. I just don't think they necessarily have the offense that is – it's not to the point where we can look at it and ultimately say we can trust them to give us good production in this game.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think when you look at the line, you kind of think, okay, it's sort of baiting you to bet on the Badgers a little bit here. You kind of think maybe they can get this done. But I feel like that could mean that Notre Dame is going to just absolutely trounce us. And it's very possible. I think we're going to struggle scoring in this game. I just do. So I'm going to say we're going to get 10. And I think Notre Dame is at 31. So I was starting between 20 and 31. My official score is 31-10. And yes, I realize that means we don't cover the spread, but I'm just being like, I just don't see a scenario that we are going to find a way to really shut these guys down. Now, part of me was like 24-10, 28-10. I'm officially saying 31-10. I don't love it. I don't love saying that. But it's just like, it could be like, it could be 17-10 entering the fourth quarter, and then they just go off and score 2 touchdowns, and boom, it's 31-10. I do think for a solid half of this game, maybe even 3 quarters, we're going to feel like we're still in it, and that's all you can ask for. When you play a team like this, can you be in it when the fourth quarter kicks off? Can you be in it when the fourth quarter starts? Are you in any kind of position to potentially win the game? And that's what I'm really hoping for.
Yeah, I think ultimately, and I'm just going to make a big picture perspective on this for the season with Wisconsin. This is a team that has a lot of growth in it, especially across the offensive line. I ultimately think if they're healthy by the end of the season, I think we'll actually have a pretty darn good run blocking team. And I think we'll run the football pretty well by the end of the season. I just think it's going to take a little time to gel to get to that point. And I think we'll ultimately be playing our best football at the end of the season. But I think it's going to be a work in progress to start the year. I think we feel really good about those next two games and how we look in those. But this first week, it's really hard for me to expect them to be clicking when we just haven't seen this group play together.
There's a lot to learn. We don't know what this is going to look like. We're going to see it. Luke Fickell said in his press conference yesterday, this is going to be, we're going to see where we are. We're going to see, it's kind of like a measuring stick. Where, how much has that gap closed? How much better truly are we than we were last year? Maybe we find a way to shock the world, Justin. And if we do, boy, oh boy, is that going to be a party. And we are going to have a hell of a night celebrating in Green Bay. We'll be back again on Monday this week on Labor Day. We will have our weekly show because, of course, the game is Sunday night, so we're not going to do anything on Sunday. Monday will be our typical show. We'll be back again next week for previewing our next game after that one. But come on, Badgers, get it done. Find a way to make something happen against Notre Dame this weekend. Thanks for joining us. And as always, I was going to say,
where would this rank for you in terms of Badger victories if they somehow win this? Like, I know Lambeau last time against LSU was a big win, but that was also a team that was coming off of, what, 9 or 10 wins the previous year? So, like, there was belief. So this would be, like, legitimately a massive upset.
I don't know that anything would ever top it.
I think this is the closest to, like, a 93 Badger team that made the Rose Bowl beating Ohio State
kind of situation. Because of all the noise surrounding Luke Fickell and, like, you know, his fire Fickell chance last year and then getting backed up by McIntosh and McIntosh leaving and us not knowing what's going on and being 20-point dogs, like, it would be an absolutely incredible way to start the season. We basically lock in the 3-0 start before we go into Penn State, yeah, which would be incredible. And having that win on our resume, that you talk about signature win, that this would be the ultimate of all signature wins. Yeah, it would be. It would be incredible.
Well, it turns every game into, now you can say that, yeah, you should expect to be able to compete in this game.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's going to be fun. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're excited to get up there. Thanks for joining us. And as always, on Wisconsin.
On Wisconsin.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoy the show, subscribe to our YouTube channel at The Bucky Report or The Bucky Report Podcast from wherever you get your content. Until next time, on Wisconsin.